At its most basic, tagging is the act of writing your name on a wall, on a newspaper stand, on a lamppost, or, let's be honest, anything else that doesn't belong to you. The medium doesn't particularly matter. Marker or spray paint will do. In a pinch and on the right surface, maybe even a ballpoint pen. The point is to put your mark where it wasn't before, and to put it in a place where other people will see it. And like everything else in graffiti, the most important point is to do it with style. That style, basically the penmanship particular to the individual writer, is called a hand style, or sometimes just hand. A writer's hand is her trademark, and can be described as technically as the most professional typesets. Considerations that the writer might account for include the flow of letters, the uniformity of design, or adornments like stars, hearts, or halos, taking care to avoid gratuitous ornament. To compare a well-crafted tag to professional calligraphy is not an academic exercise. In fact, many writers have appropriated the techniques and aesthetic of calligraphy for use in their own craft. The writers Retina and Shu are probably the most famous practitioners of calligraffiti. A writer's hand may also indicate geography. Before the advent of the World Wide Web, writers taught, learned, and wrote with other practitioners in their community. This led to the development of regional hand styles and alphabets, the most notable examples in New York and Philadelphia. Wicked Style, from Philly, is a nearly illegible hand that somehow follows a strict form. The internet has softened the influence of region somewhat, as writers share their styles across the world, and once locally produced alphabets now conform to a generic global sensibility. Here in the Air Capital, local taggers are mostly writing in this global alphabet. For better or worse, the community of writers is not as large or diverse as those in the graffiti meccas of the coastal cities, although every now and then on a walk through Delano or Old Town, you might just spot something that surprises you. For KMUW, this is Zach Gingrich-Gaylord.